Hello and welcome to another episode of Boss Barrel Radio for the week of July 16th. I'm Griffin Hoffman, your host, and with me, as always, is John Stanhope.
What up, duders?
And Matt Lake.
Yo.
How's it going?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I'm doing great.
Filter-free this week.
Filter-free. See how this works.
Raw
audio.
There you go.
Unfiltered raw for your
dog.
Pleasure.
Raw dog in your ears.
You.
Get that charcoal out of my radio.
So, fellas, what have you been up to? No holidays this week? Nothing exciting like that?
I actually had a day off this week. I was pretty stoked about it.
You had a day off?
Yeah.
Like on the weekend? Or?
Yeah, like Sunday.
Oh, nice.
That was pretty awesome. I haven't had one of those in like 4 weeks. I don't even know what I did.
Yeah, I noticed you were not at work.
I was not there. Clean the dishes.
Good use of your time.
Wow.
Clean dishes.
That's amazing.
Did not do laundry like I intended to do. Watch some more Star Trek.
How far are you in that? In
Star Trek?
Next Generation.
Holy crap. I watched an episode today, actually. I'm like two-thirds of the way through season two. They just finally... It's like it's all of a sudden you see the budget just hit them. Just boom. Hey, there's the budget. Because new intro, same dialogue, and all of their uniforms are
updated.
Like, and I also swear to God that everybody's costume in there, massive shoulder pads and chest pads, like makes everybody seem slightly more fit.
Okay.
Like in shape to a degree.
So it's not just Worf is the only bulky dude anymore?
Yeah, no, everyone? Like everybody's got severe amounts of like foamy pad under there. And Riker's starting to put on some gut, which is good because I was wondering, does nobody in space drink beer anymore? Like, where does all the calories go?
Yeah, I mean, they're military though, right? I mean, technically
no, actually, that's the funny thing about it. You look into Starfleet is not like military.
Okay,
like,
well.
They make.
Not military, but they are a group of individuals who would have a training regiment.
Yeah.
They are an organization that would have standards for their
employees. But they make it like
employees.
Blatantly clear that they are not meant for while they have the means to defend themselves, they are not meant for like large scale attack or anything.
Yeah.
And that like their primary mission is to explore.
Right. And do push ups.
They're space pirates.
They're not space pirates.
Space rogues.
I don't know.
Space adventurers.
Space wayfarers.
Sure. There you go. Sounds good. Let's see.
I watched
an awesome documentary called 6 Days to Air.
Is that the South Park one?
That is the South Park one.
What did
Those
you think?
People are crazy.
I know.
Nobody,
cranking out an episode
nobody in
just
this
a
industry
week.
Does that. That's crazy. And they basically, like, in the documentary episode that they did this for, they basically got it to Comedy Central with 3 hours left before they had to air.
Mm-hmm.
It's like.
Where did you watch that?
Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. It is on Netflix now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
I tried watching it.
It's really weird because now, after I watched that documentary, I can only hear Matt Stone and Trey Parker when I watch that. Like,
yeah, no, exactly.
Or, I'm sorry, when I see them, when I hear them talking for interviews or anything, you're just like, you're just making the South Park voices.
Right.
Like, eventually he will lose who he is and Trey Parker will just become his making fun of everything voice.
You know what's also funny? Like, they have to put so much twist on those sound files, too, because when you listen to them recording that stuff, it's like, it kind of sounds like Cartman, but then they have to do something to it, because it's like, it kind of sounds like Cartman, but not really. And then even when they're doing the editing and they play back recording of it, it's like, okay, again, that sort of sounds like Cartman, but weird. And then they put, like, Fat Kid filter over it, and boom, that's Cartman. So there's funny little nuances.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Did you find it? Did you find the magic spot?
I had my mic really low for some reason.
Okay. So, I don't know. It was interesting just to see how they, like, go through that whole routine.
Yeah.
And,
fascinating insight into how that show is produced and even created.
Yeah. And I also think that there's a PR lady there that has to, like, certify everything to make sure it's okay to go on air. She has to have the most ridiculous job of anybody.
Right.
Because she has to be around for every decision they make and has to be making a phone call immediately being like, what words can we have on the air for this?
Right.
Oh, you can't allow that. Oh, gosh. I've got to go talk to these guys and see what they want to do about that. So it's just like her constantly running back and forth and being like, okay, you can keep this, but we have to lose this.
But also it's like her job is to like explain, is to ask people
yeah.
questions that they would never have to hear in their entire life and then do it with a straight, serious face.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like, yeah.
They want to say pussy in this context here. And it's, yeah.
So in this scene, they have monkeys, mm-hmm. and they're tossing each other salad. You're like, God damn.
No, in the particular episode they're talking about, it's like where it's a human centipede reference, Kyle
right.
has his butt attached to a Japanese man, or Kyle has his face attached to a Japanese,
yeah.
Japanese man's butt, and his butt is attached to
some woman.
And, yeah.
Should I eat the cuttlefish?
Yeah, the cuttlefish.
Oh,
and,
the
yeah.
tapioca pudding.
And, like, apparently part of their problem is, like, well, are we going to actually see his mouth sewn to the butt? Or, and it's apparently they had to cover some of that up. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Like,
I don't need to see that.
Yeah, exactly. But it's so, yeah. Interesting little process that those poor people have to go through.
Yeah.
They, like, kill themselves every week.
Also is really interesting because you're like, they can just crank that animation out.
Yeah, no, they've got a team that rips through it.
Yeah.
This is the magic.
You got some other things you've been doing on here, John.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about today, Griff.
Do we?
Yeah, sort of.
How was your pool tournament?
So, funny story. Went in there Friday to, you know, wait around for the pool tournament. And they said that it's going to get postponed today because not enough people signed up for it. So they're going to cut off the first
day
and just start it on Saturday. And they were like, okay, well, it'll start at 8 on Saturday. So I get off work, go home, do my thing, come back, and show up at 8 o'clock ready for this tournament. And they're like, oh, well, it was 8 this morning. So you kind of missed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Bummer.
Who has a pool tournament at 8 o'clock in the morning?
That and the Bloody Mary bar.
So, I was a little miffed by that. A little aggravated.
Yeah.
So, that happened.
So, no good on pool tournament.
So nothing. Didn't even get to play a game. So, I was a little upset about that.
That sucks. Matt, what have you been up to?
Yeah, you got
nothing. Your class is starting soon?
I have a class that started today.
Oh!
Which is fun. But I went down a dark hole and decided to play Half-Life 2.
For no reason.
That's not a dark hole. You got to play that game again and see like how horrible that game is.
What are you talking about? I played
Half-Life 2. Replay it.
I just played that game like a year ago.
I played it in 2008 or 2009.
Yeah.
On the long vehicle box sections, physics puzzles. Yeah.
There's going to be platforming later. I remember.
The platforming isn't terrible.
Oh, God.
The hover boat is definitely the worst part.
Yeah,
of that
I got hover boat is the worst part of that, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then there's the driving around on the dune buggy thing.
Yeah.
But at least you get an awesome gun on that thing.
Yeah, that's true. But
that game is so dated.
You're right.
It is.
But it's still not.
The physics puzzles are also, for the time, really, really awesome.
But now it's just like, put this brick on this lever,
and now you can climb up. And like, Gordon Freeman, you're the smartest man ever to figure that out.
Yeah, it's just, oh.
I don't know, I remember that
I don't
game
know
still
why
being
I'm
okay.
Playing. I thought it was like the greatest game of all time when I first played it.
When did that game originally come out?
Oh, God. 2003?
Yeah,
or 4 or something?
Let me look this up.
2003.
We were in high school, I bet.
Back checking. So what else did you? You haven't finished it yet?
No.
That's a short game, actually.
It seems like it's taking too long.
It's like, what, 6-8 hours?
It's something like probably 9 hours or whatever. It's standard length for a
game. Well, you're also going to play episode 1 and episode 2?
2004.
I'm
not going
to play those.
Well, I've played them before, but I'm probably not going to play them
again. So why did you even start going down this hole?
I was bored and I needed a game to play and I hadn't played.
Run on your computer?
Yeah, it runs on my computer, yeah. Something that actually runs on there. And it had Steam achievements and I never had achievements with it before, so I was like, oh, I'll give this a shot. And now I don't
this
feel
all
like
makes
playing
sense
it.
Now.
Speaking of Steam achievements, Matt, instead of playing Half-Life, you should be jumping on the Steam sale.
can't play anything on my computer, though.
Really?
I haven't looked at Steam.
I don't even think I can play Amnesia on my computer, even though I checked it and I'm perfectly fine with everything.
With the system requirements?
Like, I played a demo of it, and the frame rate didn't seem right.
It could just be the game.
It could be. Because, like, that game does not require much for a computer.
Mm-hmm. Sure doesn't.
And my computer is up to, like, I checked everything. It's up to date on everything for that. I was thinking of buying that game.
You should.
I'm just, yeah. Maybe I will. It's like half off. I don't know if it's half off anymore, but...
Yeah, every day there's new deals.
It's not a major deal, though. It's like one of those little ones.
Yeah.
It's not like a...
There, you could get the Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2, or Knights of the Old Republic for like $4. This is the thing that's been frustrating me about the Steam sales, is they have really awesome deals, just huge discounts, like 50% off stuff. And, for example, I was looking at Knights of the Old Republic, and I was like, maybe I should get that, even though I can't play it.
No.
Actually, I don't even know if I can play it on... I think I can play it on Mac. That's just why I was looking at it. And it was, like, 50% off, so, like, you know, $5. So, like, maybe I should get that and Jedi Outcast, just for the heck of it. And now I'm looking at the sales today, and now it's 75% off. Mm. Which is what kind of frustrated me, because I bought The Walking Dead... season pass for, like, I think it was 25% off or something like that. So instead of $25, I got it for like 18 or something. It was 33% off or something. It was a decent little chunk of money. Like, basically, like a free episode is what I got out of it. But then yesterday, it was like 50% off.
Yep,
like,
I saw that.
Damn it.
Son of a...
Oh, well. I mean, it's going to a good cause. So, you know, it's not like stealing my money or something. Or like, I bought some turd.
Maybe I will buy something.
Yeah, you could get Amnesia for $5.
Ooh, damn.
Maybe I'll get that when I go back.
Yeah.
Amnesia, was that Dark Descent?
Yes.
Yes.
For $5?
Yeah. Normally 20.
Oh.
So you could go buy that.
How long is the sale lasting?
I don't know. But if you don't get it right now, I don't know if it's a daily deal or
just
if it's a full...
Just gift it to me, Griffin, and I'll hand you $5 right now.
I already own it. Can I still do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was just saying.
You could just go home and get it.
I kind of want to play that crappy game.
It's not crappy.
I know it's not, but crappy. It sounds scary as crap.
It is. I've played it.
When I say crappy, I mean like crap my pants.
Oh. Well, that's a little different.
a game that inspires crapping.
If Patrick Klepek is to be believed, then I will be doing exactly what he did, which is turning the volume way up and doing that in pitch darkness.
Yeah.
And just frightening the crap out of myself.
It gave me a knot in my stomach when I was playing it. Civ 5 is... there was a better discount on it before when it was like $15 or something, but now it's down to $22.
Civ 5.
On the Steam sale, I bought, obviously, Walking Dead, Splice, and Indie Game the Movie.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch it?
I haven't. That one's half off, and Splice is half off as well. And they are Mac... kosher. So I played a little bit of Splice and I played a little bit of Walking Dead, and then haven't watched Indie Game the Movie, which I will soon. I really want to see that. I like that it's on Steam as well. That's such a cool idea. Nice.
What do you think about Walking Dead, Griff?
I don't want to go into it too much because we talked about it quite a bit already over the course of many episodes.
Agree or disagree?
I agree that it is well written. It's fun. But I don't think it is deserves as much praise as people are giving it.
That's fair. And we talked about how it's not really a game.
I think it's predictable a little bit.
A little bit.
I was predicting stuff. Just sad, but oh well.
I mean, the real positive thing for it is I would say that I want to keep playing it. Yeah. Like, it has its hook in me, and even though I don't care about Walking Dead, actually, I actively dislike Walking Dead, but the game is fun, you know. Telltale did a decent job getting all that stuff, and making a decent game out of that story. And the thing is, I play it, and I just, like, think to myself, man, I wish this was Sam and Max instead.
Yeah.
There's just really no puzzles. It's just kind of click through whatever you want to do, and it's done. Go talk to these people. It's basically like you went into the town in the RPG, the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess it's like an adventure game for beginners or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good way of putting it. But I did play a little Splice, and that's like this weird puzzle game for the computer. I don't even know how to begin describing it. It's just like duplicating thingies, let's call them cells, and you make a cell split in half and you position it, and there's like magnetic polarity, so if you push one cell to one side of the main like the main node, it'll push the other cells around based on how you move it, and then there's more advanced things that happen later on in the game where you have like cells that'll split other cells or cells that'll have different effects. I don't know. It's fun.
I think I remember seeing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That looked pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's fun. It's goofy and it's challenging. It's good. It's worth a play. It was worth the $4 I paid or whatever for it.
Yeah.
Meow. So I just kind of got into this. That's Steam sale, everybody. Steam sale.
Everything must go.
Yeah. Cleaning out the inventory. Fire sale. Get rid of it all. Oh my god, it's a fire sale. Matt, you been playing anything?
Just Half-Life 2.
Just Half-Life 2.
Okay. John, what are you up to?
I played some Silent Hill Downpour.
Ugh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I am and I'm not.
Well, that's a dark hole.
Yeah, that is a really dark hole. It is better and worse than every Silent Hill I've played.
Oh, okay.
Thematically, visually, and I guess story-wise, it's more interesting than most of the Silent Hills that I've played.
What Silent Hills are you comparing this against?
2, 3. Uh-huh. Hold on. 2, 3, a little bit of 4. And wasn't there another one? Silent Hill something.
Yep. Yeah. Homecoming? That was Homecoming. A recent one.
Why was I going to say
that? That was like the
memories.
Action Shattered. Shattered Dimensions. Memories? That's when Spider-Man. So the Venom suit got a hold of Sybil, the cop.
And I also played a little bit of the Homecoming one, but not enough to. Meh. But so far, Downpour has piqued my interest.
Okay.
Like, you're a convict. The reasons why you're imprisoned are kind of unclear. And then you're being transported to another prison. You get in a vehicle accident,
mm-hmm.
involving a giant bus full of convicts, and you wind up
faceless nurses.
Not yet. Haven't run into any of those, but some crazy women, though. At least the combat's uninteresting. Like, there's no, like, combat's boring.
As per most Silent Hills.
Yeah, yeah. Combat's boring. That's why I turned it on easy. I'm like, if I'm going to do this, sure. I might as well just make it go faster.
Right.
Puzzles so far have not become ridiculous. Mostly it's the story. It's just kind of engaging. The people are weird and ominous, as in most Silent Hills. Mm. They also have some moral choices that I've had to do so far, but the thing of it is, like, none of the moral choices seem to actually matter. Like, eat the baby, save the baby. I choose save the baby, but somehow I still end up eating the baby. So, I'm just like, so why are you even asking me the question? Like, I don't understand what, like, save this person, don't save this person. I decided to save this person, and they still die. And it's just like, well, that's lame.
Yeah, that is lame.
See what kind of person you are.
Well, I guess, but I'm just kind of wondering where this goes. Like, why? What this mechanic is here for? Is it judging me? And at the end, it's going to tally me up and give me a coupon for
probably email. Not. It's probably just there to be like, look, the game has choice and decisions. You could be the kind of person you want to be.
Yeah, that is fair. That
maybe
much
you'll
fair.
Get the maybe you get the holy sword.
Sweet.
For saving the guy.
One thing I do like is there is a ton of improvised weapons in that game. Like, mm-hmm. everywhere. Rocks you can pick up and beat things to death with. Pipes, shovels, rakes, broken pieces of
pottery.
Like, wood. It's like you can just rip a piece of wood off of all these banisters on this stair. Just rip it off of there and beat somebody to death with it. So that's kind of cool. Knives randomly placed throughout. Like, somebody bought way too many, like, butcher sets.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, so this house has, like, 30 knives in it for some reason. They're all sticking out of everything.
Okay. It's like Gabe Newell's office exploded over this town.
A little bit. Like, Gabe Newell is moving, and somebody spilled the knives all over. What else? Crowbars, axes, monkey wrenches.
So
that sort of thing.
A lot of attention put into something that you don't really care about.
Yeah, a lot of attention put into, like, it would be a little bit more convincing if the weapons weren't so completely available. And maybe they wouldn't be so apparently available if I didn't turn on the feature to highlight everything I can touch. So there's that.
Yeah.
I can't tell if in this one, I think they've done away with the whole, the radio freaks out when things are close to you. Now it's very like, this thing's going to jump out and attack you. You should probably beat the heck out of it. It really,
so there's a lot more emphasis
on
combat in this game than previous Silent Hills, where it's just like, nope, just run away.
Yeah, exactly.
That sucks.
It does, because, I don't know, it takes some of the fear out of it. Like, I'm always, like, on edge walking around, and now that I realize that I can pretty much beat these things up, and it's not that difficult. I mean, I suppose it would be more difficult. It's just the delivery of the fear is not the same as it has been.
Gotcha.
So I'm more on edge just by the setting and sort of what's going on.
Does it take place in Silent Hill?
Sure.
Okay.
It hasn't said otherwise. I mean,
Have you ran into Pyramid Head?
I have not yet. However, they are taking a lot of like, I mean, more so than some of the other games have, where they're doing a lot of like really, really like mind trickery, where it's like, you touch this thing, and then all of a sudden, everything goes to, like, hell mode, and then everything is not what it seems. Like, you keep running down this hallway that keeps getting longer, and then starts to, like, twist and do weird things, and then if you just actually turn around, it looks like you haven't moved anywhere.
Hmm.
And then there's weird, crazy vortex things that are, like, this crazy stuff happens in this game.
So, are you gonna keep playing it, or, I mean...
Yeah, I'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I got a while till stuff comes out.
All right.
I should also probably finish Lollipop Chainsaw.
You should probably finish that game, since it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Also, you should give me Mass Effect back so I can play the
new
endings.
Oh, hey, speaking of that new ending,
Did you do it?
I tried to do it. Are you aware that you can just tell that kid at the end to just piss off and not choose anything?
That's the fourth ending.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can pretty much tell him no, 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 no.
You can shoot at him.
At the kid?
Yeah.
What?
Is that part of the new ending, or is that...
I don't think so.
I think it is, yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Because
three ending,
endings were where you would pick.
The ending I got...
At the end.
...was more definite, but...
So you replayed it with the new ending?
Yeah. Well, okay. I think.
Okay.
I got a different ending than I did last time. Not really able to tell if it was the ending I downloaded,
though. Use a lot of still shots of the characters, and they're, like, moving it.
Nope. Didn't see that. I got to see was... Yep, and that's how Shepard didn't save the day, and I was like, sweet, that's the ending I really wanted.
Huh.
I just wanted them to murder everything. But the problem is, it takes about 2 hours to do that.
Oh, yeah.
It takes about 2 hours
to get
to. So
where was the jumping in point?
It's where you have to do the... You have to break the sword.
Okay. Did you try not breaking it?
No.
Even though
I got to that point, and I was like, I could not break the sword. But then I'd be just like Matt. So I broke this sword.
I can't remember if I did or not.
You gotta break that sword.
You
go
probably
back and play that
it.
Game and break that sword.
You know, maybe.
Just pull that trigger.
Did you get an achievement for this ending?
Oh.
I don't think so.
No, okay, then I'm not playing it.
Forget it.
I don't
not
know.
Interested.
I don't know if you do or not, but I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go out on a limb and say no. You
yeah,
don't.
I doubt it.
The place that it starts you at, it's just like it takes 2 hours worth of most of it, like, a lot of stuff that you can't skip.
Did you crank it down to easy?
Oh, yeah. God, and that game is easy. I turned that thing all the way down to just cinematics and just mowed things down. You just become, like, a murder machine.
Good. Well, at least that option is available.
Yep.
Still, though, 2 hours just from things you can't skip?
Some of it. It's probably closer to, like, an hour and a half if you switch down to the easy and just plow through it. But, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Well, speaking of things and stuff, and games with a lot of depth and replayability.
Stuff and things.
Hunter ended up renting the GoldenEye remake. Remember, it came out on the Wii a couple years ago. Yeah, now it was brought over to the PS3. Man, that game wasn't fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played it.
It's a big letdown.
No, not entirely, but we played it. We played it like competitive multiplayer, and it's just like, this game is so bad.
Is it like it didn't transition well through the time? Or
no. It seems to have been updated and given like a fresh coat of paint. Everything
Daniel
looks
Craig's
good.
In it, right?
I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't pay any attention to Daniel Craig. All I did was pick the guy who I picked. From A View to a Kill. What's his name? Christopher Walken's villain.
Oh.
And played as him. And then we just played multiplayer and shot at each other. And it's like really crappy because of the constraints of the controls, playing competitive multiplayer in GoldenEye was challenging. But this is just sort of like running straight at each other and seeing who can shoot each other in the head first. And
so you didn't play it with the move?
No, I don't have a move. What am I? What are you?
All you gotta do is call me up.
I don't want
for
the
you.
Move.
I got controllers and I got that camera.
Got you hooked up. No thanks.
I get you what you want, dude.
First
one's free.
Hunter does have a camera, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, I got half a move.
I got wiggle things for you. I got those ice cream cones.
It was disappointing
they
though.
Need charging though.
We were hoping to play like competitive or a co-op.
Did you
do
turn the
missions,
paintballs on?
But it didn't work. No, I didn't. No.
Big heads.
No.
Brief
Trust
case.
Me, you don't need like any lasers. Of those things. But it looked okay. I mean, it wasn't the worst thing ever. I also played Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm. Matt, you played some Theater Rhythm here
yeah,
just
I
a little
did.
Bit ago.
Yeah, I did. Played a little bit of Final Fantasy VII music.
Ugh.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. It's all right.
Did you not hate it?
I'm in the middle. I did not hate it.
Okay.
I'm in the middle.
That's a thing that you can play if you want to.
It's
yeah,
good.
It's yeah, sure. If I had it and was bored, I might play it once in a while.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been playing it for a couple hours now, and it really has been growing on me. The more I play it, the more I'm really starting to enjoy it and understand it and get better at it. And the problem is I can already see the game encourages you to like level up your characters and unlock things like little baubles and trinkets and thingies. And
to what end?
That's to unlock more stuff.
Okay.
Like, that's it.
Okay.
So then you go back and you replay the same songs you played over
so
and
it's,
over
it's
and
just
over.
A giant
and
loop.
Over
loop
and
game.
Over and over. Well, I mean, you can unlock new songs and,
okay.
and things like that. And
new characters, too.
New characters, equipment. It has enough things there where you're like, okay, now I have this ability that, or I have this item that I picked up and it guarantees that I summon a chocobo. When I get to the summoning section, but it's like, but why? Like, why do I need to do that? What I've been starting to get to now is like in the battle stages. I think there's some reward for doing. If I've been like perfecting battle stages, and then at the end of the battle stage, like a very memorable enemy from that game will pop out. So like the airship that has the saw blades from Final Fantasy 13 that looks like, you know, a big robot with arms or something, that thing came out, or Final Fantasy VIII, the witch woman, whatever her name is, sorceress lady came out. So just some if you get far enough in it, some important dudes come in for you to fight, but I haven't been able to kill them because my dudes are too low level, so even though I'm perfecting everything, I'm still not getting through the full stage and unlocking the things. Art style's different. You know,
yeah.
They all look like little dead-eyed
yeah.
dolls.
Yep.
Like little voodoo dolls of the
yeah.
characters.
It's good. I mean, it's not offensive by any means. It kind of is just fun to play.
Yeah.
There is one thing that I discovered today that I really just absolutely love. You can go and you get these things called, like, collect-a-cards. And I'm like, what is this crap? So I finally ended up just accidentally backing out all the way to the front menu. And it's like, you can view all your stuff. So I go into like the collector card viewer, and it's a binder, a three-ring binder with 3x3 rows of
what?
Sleeves for your cards to go in.
What?
And, yeah, and I was like, oh, that's great. That's great. So
what?
You go over to it, and you can click on the card, and you can view the card, and you can zoom in on it, read the back of it.
Is it in 3D?
It isn't 3D.
Oh, God.
It's all the characters or things you find with, like, an awesomely written description about them on the back. And then you can put it into auto view, and it just starts, like, rotating the card, moving it around, and the music changes, and it's awesome. The part that really got me going was when you click to the next page, it flips over, the page turns, and then on the back of that page is the back of the card. And I'm like, that is just such an awesome little touch where it's like I can see the back of the card for the card that's on the front page, just like a real binder. And then I thought to myself, if Square Enix made these cards in real life, I would
that be
more
interesting
wasting here? A lot of money. Because it's
be
just,
like Pokemon. All
they're
over
like,
again.
But just to the end of collecting them, like they're like really cool hologrammy looking cards. I don't know.
Do you ever wish that Tetramaster and what's the other card game were actually real?
Mm-mm.
No.
What is Tetramaster? No.
That's not a card game you would play.
No.
But you would get.
What's the Final Fantasy VIII card game?
That's what I'm trying to remember. 9 is Tetramaster.
I don't remember 9. I remember 8.
8 is.
I remember like how to play it. Kind
something.
Of. But that had all that had like eight, the numbers
the name
in the corners.
Is bong 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 bong. Yeah.
But it had like numbers in all the corners.
Yep.
Okay.
And 9 had something similar.
Okay.
But
whatever. We don't need to go.
We've had this argument like several times.
I know.
I still stand by Tetramaster.
8 is better.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't remember 9.
Dumb conversation.
I know it's a dumb conversation. But theatrhythm or whatever the hell it is fun, and it definitely works for just like a little. The more I play it, the more it grows on me, and it's definitely bite-sized and works in a handheld setting. And I have turned the 3D on for a bit; it looks fine. The one thing it does is there's a lot of explanation. Like, you start playing it, and it's like, here's a screen. Here's you got to read this. What is this? And then it starts hitting you with like high-level information where they're like, well, if you want to do better on this level, you're going to need a character that has high agility and luck.
What?
So I'm like, if I finish the song and I perfect everything, how... Just because I have a dude with high agility and luck, does that mean that like I'm given bigger leeway for perfects? Or is it just a numbers game and I get more points from it? Or how does that end up? So,
wow.
So there is some crazy amount of depth in there, but to what end, like you said, no idea.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. If you have a 3DS, though, not a bad game to play. And there's going to be downloadable games, so or downloadable songs.
Mm.
There is one thing that I wish I could do, and that is just, I want to just play. I just want to let it play so I can just watch the backgrounds. So it's like all the cutscenes from the game strung together so you could watch it. I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to just watch this and listen to Eyes on Me.
Is that in there?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Now I'm sold.
Bye. Yeah, it's almost all the songs you want.
I'm going to buy a 3DS XL.
Yeah.
And
play
that.
A really big
yep.
theater rhythm.
Of Eyes on Me.
God, you... Just only Eyes on Me.
Yeah, only. That's just the only song I want to hear.
Yeah.
That and One Winged Angel.
Ugh. Ugh. Yeah, I was playing through that. I'm like, Jesus. 7 is... not very good music. Final Fantasy IV, that's where it's at. I played in 12 or 13 as well. I played through all that music and I'm just like, this one, no
like
idea
tens.
What's
yeah,
happening.
Yeah, tell me one song from 12 and 13.
Nothing.
Not things.
Yeah.
You could say, you could call them anything and they could not even be midnight or not. Just, I would agree with you.
Sigmund's
sure.
House
uh-huh.
Castle.
Sure. That sounds like a thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is a thing.
Sigmund's Flying House Castle.
Sid's Reprise. I don't know. Whatever.
Sure, why not?
Bolero of Fire.
No, that's not. That's different. That's a different one.
Different game.
Yeah.
Different Final Fantasy.
Different theater.
different
theater of rhythm. John, you've written down here Pet Cemetery. I'm curious
yeah, I watched
what
Pet
this,
Cemetery.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did you like it?
Have you seen it before?
I've seen Pet Sematary like 100 times.
Yeah. I hadn't seen it in a long time, so I went back and watched that. And, boy, is that movie weird.
Yeah, that little kid. Oh, man.
Yeah. Zombie cat and zombie baby.
Yep, huh. Zombie baby.
That zombie cat was
I
a zombie,
zombie
cat.
Hate zombie baby so much.
Zombie
oh,
baby
yeah.
is weird.
I'm
also,
sure they just had like a midget do that.
Also, the guy, no, that was a kid.
Was it real zombie
that
baby?
That was a real zombie baby.
Did he like turtles?
No.
Oh.
The guy that played
Gary Busey.
No, but close. The guy that played the dad in the Munsters.
Oh, that guy,
the Frankenstein guy. Yeah, he's the neighbor, and it's like, God, you just
throat.
You
cut.
Are like that. You are a tall man, and you look exactly like that guy. It's really weird.
I gotta grab something. You guys talk about Pet Sematary or something like that.
You should see Pet Sematary 2.
I was looking at that. I was really looking at that, and I don't know if I really actually want to
do Edward Furlong
that.
In it? Like, oh my gosh.
No, okay, so Pet Sematary, like, is... all it does is just foreshadow everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everything in that movie is foreshadowed. It's just like, what? There's, like, no... like even like easing you into everything. It's like watching parts of that, just like boom, there you are, just there it is, just this is going to be a thing later in the movie. It's total just ridiculous shenanigans. But I don't know, for what it is and what I watched, it's fine. Like
it's fine,
movie.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's not weird or shocking or jarring. It's just certain things, though, happen in that movie that I'm just like, why? I don't really...
Because of Pet Sematary, that's why.
Yeah, I guess.
Indian burial ground, man.
Yep. Taking the cats to the
vet. Wait, it was an Indian burial ground?
Yeah.
For
Indian pets?
At the top of... No.
They like to be called Native American pets.
Yes.
I'm sure.
None of this animal goes to waste. Bring it back.
Yeah, why do they bury it? You just use it, put it on a necklace or something.
Well, you bury it in the Indian burial ground so that it will resurrect itself in some random amount of time.
Oh, so like that's like the final
like
step of using it?
No, but see, like it's not a day because because also the security officer
Paul Blart.
Nope. from Star Trek is
Worf.
Not Worf. First security officer. Troy.
I don't know.
We talked about this.
Dr. Troy.
Denise Crosby.
Sure.
Liana Troy or whatever.
Dr.
Anyway.
Crusher.
No. Anyway. Whatever. Moving on.
Didn't she get burnt or melted or something like that? What was her thing? Her fate.
Some black ooze tar monster filled with hate just killed her because she was trying to save her friend.
Okay.
It was a really weird episode. It made no sense.
Have you got to the episode where they're playing the throw the frisbee into the tube addicting video game for the brain thing?
No.
Oh, man.
Not yet.
The crew gets sucked into this super immersive video game where they put on these goggles and like use their brain to throw a frisbee into a bugle.
Ah.
And then,
okay.
Yeah, and then it's only Wesley Crusher can save them, I think.
That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah. Speaking of a lot of episodes, let's move on. Oh, wait, I gotta mention this quickly. So Hunter's playing Metal Gear Solid 4.
Where's
because
he at
I'm
so
incentivizing
far,
him to do it. And then if he finishes it, he's going to be talking about his experience on the podcast. He said he finished the first act and he was playing starting up on the second.
Oh, good for him.
That puts him
in, I think he said, Brazil, South America. Hasn't fought any bosses yet.
Has he met
ooh.
Wesley Snipes yet?
What?
The guy with the monkey?
Yeah.
Drebin?
Drebin.
Yeah, that's act one.
Is that a... Oh, yeah. Yeah, it totally is.
Yeah.
He hasn't met Jack yet, though.
Who's...
That should be...
Oh, Raiden?
Yes.
I don't think so. He said no, not yet.
I think that's act two.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was later. But, actually, I thought it was earlier. I thought you met him in the desert, and then we cut up all those geckos, but I don't remember.
I can't remember anything
dude,
about that game.
Yeah, that game. That
makes me want to go replay
game.
It, but I will, because
Metal
Gear Solid 4 is going to be getting a trophy patch.
Yeah, buddy.
Finally.
4 years later.
Right.
Over 4 years later.
Oh, God. They better not have an achievement where it's like, kill nobody.
Oh, they will.
Because I tried doing that in Metal Gear Solid 3, and I killed one guy, apparently.
Well, you remember when you finish the game and it gives you a ranking, and it's like, you're like, honeybee. And that's
I don't remember
your,
what it was.
Yeah, you're like, you know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Silver honey badger.
Yeah, that stuff was obnoxious.
What's the best, like boss or something? Serpent Boss?
The Boss.
Yes, there's, I think there's, I think
Bruce Springsteen.
Boss and maybe Big Boss.
I think it's Big Boss probably or something.
Sure, but I mean, like, there's one that you get for only using the Trank pen that you get, like the needle.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. I mean, that's how, like, you unlock the Assassin's Creed outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Among other things. Like, by only using CQC and knives or something like that.
And to get, like, the... Like, wasn't the weird code name you got that for that, like, the eagle?
Mm-hmm. It was a nod to...
Yeah, a nod to Assassin's Creed.
Right. The flying, diving eagle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be happening. On the Metal Gear Solid vein, there's this weird thing that was going around the internet about the possible behind-the-scenes Metal Gear Solid 5 stuff that's going on. There was a rumor. This is why I didn't put it in the news, is because there's no solid fact, but Neil Gaff had pulled some screens of what had been like a slideshow presentation, and it had Metal Gear Solid 5 Project Ogre, O-G-R-E, and it's like Operations Ground Reconnaissance Excursion, and they're like, you know, see, Project Ogre is Metal Gear Solid, and then in the slides, like, there's a lot of words that are referencing getting kicked out of heaven, having her be disappointed with the way things went, like talking about, you know, getting expelled, or like graveyards and soldiers and stuff like that. So the speculation is Project Ogre is the new Metal Gear Solid 5 game, and it's the one that was shown behind closed doors at Comic-Con, and it's running on the Fox engine, so it's going to be showcasing what the Fox engine can do.
Exciting.
Yes.
If true.
You want to talk about, just go straight for the big one here? Talk about the Ouya?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll watch that thing.
What's the thing?
I'll watch their
presentation thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what do you think? Anybody buy one?
Is that a thing you can do on Kickstarter? Like you...
You donate $99 and
Okay, well, I was thinking about it.
You get it when it's done.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah. I decided against it.
Thinking about it. That's about as close as I got. Because you have to sell me a little bit more on that. I'm glad that they've reached their goal of $950,000.
Yeah, let's back up here and talk about what it is first.
Okay, sure.
It's, you know, a Kickstarter project called Ouya. And it's an Android 4.0 open source game box console is what they like to call it. A console. It has a controller, and it also only connects to your TV, and it's running on Android. So it's like, people can create games for it just like you would for like the Android marketplace, submit them. People can download them for free. And then you can also have like pay for features on it too. For their Kickstarter, like, it ranges from like $5 to, you know, over $10,000 as usual, and each thing will get you something, which is, you know, it's been taking a little bit of abuse for those things where it's like, if you donate $10,000, you get this epic swag bag and can come to the launch party.
Sweet
angels investors. The going rate is $99. If you pledge $99 to it, you will get your Ouya device when it comes out.
Yep.
It hit its goal of 950,000 in 8 hours of it launching. Last I checked, which was earlier today, it was at about 4,800,000. So getting close to five million, which I think is not a Kickstarter record, but in terms of game stuff, it's now overtaken Double Fine Adventure.
Yeah.
So it is the highest game related to Kickstarter project.
It's also, I mean, well, I don't. It interests me. I guess if they announce that they have Netflix that they're going to put in there, sold. I'll go buy one right now.
Really?
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think.
Another cheapo game console that I can cram in my bedroom to watch Netflix? Sure, just go for it.
Yeah.
Just throw this on this thing.
I just feel like $99 is.
Is there anything about. Like, what it outputs to 1080p?
It's HDMI. 1080p, okay. Yep. The controller is going to have a touch screen on it. It's also,
have you seen that controller?
Yeah, it's crafted to look exactly like kind of like current game controllers.
Yeah, but it looks weird.
It's also not done. That controller is not that's not the final version. It's still being worked. And they're going through a lot of copyright issues because of like Nintendo having rights to the cross D-pad.
Oh, yeah.
So they're having to work around that.
Yeah, that's why Sony and Microsoft do not actually have a cross D-pad.
Mm-hmm.
They're all floating analog sticks.
Yeah. They'll have to figure out a way around that. The games that are coming out, though, there hasn't really been any major players. Like, there's been some names.
Minecraft.
A dude who worked on Minecraft, not even Notch, came out and said, like, yeah, this could be awesome. We'd like to see have Minecraft running on it. You know, just, I think that the only guaranteed game on it is now that is it Jordan Mechner's game? I forget who it is. It's a
Cannonball Run. No. It's not Cannonball Run, but it sounds like that.
Sure.
Cataball Run.
Yep.
Sure.
Something along those lines.
You run across rooftops and jump. That's all you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even think you get to choose to run. It just is running and you hit jump.
It's like Jetpack Joyride, but
worse.
Yeah. So I think that
because
this
there's pitfalls.
Is a cool idea that it's like, yeah, let's open it. Like, this is great. Have an Android-based thing that connects to your TV that people can make games for and people can play with on their controller, and more games on a marketplace, great. But, you know, it's like, how many developers are going to invest in this console? There's only 30,000 backers for it. I mean, you think about that. That's not an install base.
No.
No.
No, it's not.
So That's a group of people who are interested in. I also don't really like this because it seems just kind of weird that like the thing is almost done and they're giving it out. They're saying like, we just need your support, and they're using it as like a pre-order system and less of like, we need to get this project off the ground. But
yeah, at this point, it feels like they're just using this Kickstarter to market it and like launch it.
Right.
Like, we built this thing. We'd like to have some money to, you know, do something with it.
Yeah. So it does seem a little weird that that's being handled in that way, but on the other hand, you know, you can't fault it for that. You're using a venue to promote your goods, and if people want it, then people want it. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm just very leery of the whole thing, and I just don't think that the way that that thing is being marketed, I think, is really dirty, where they're like, consoles are dead and we're gonna save it.
Yeah.
And we're gonna shake up the marketplace because, you know what sucks? Consoles and the tyranny of consoles. So we're here to change it.
Yeah, that video did sound a lot like that.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was a little weird. And
Yeah.
If you look at, I wrote it up in the news stuff, and I've got some of the technical specs listed there, so you can check that out, and for the exact details, I'll link to it too. But that's the biggest topic going around in at the moment, is this Ouya successful Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Other Kickstarter information, Penny Arcade started a Kickstarter for taking ads off their site. Another weird thing to do Kickstarter.
I wanted to hear like where you would stand on this, because I feel like I don't really know that that's the right place to be doing that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's weird that they're putting in that again, you're not creating something new. It's just like you're using Kickstarter as a venue to get money from investors, basically.
Right. It's like, why couldn't you just put that on your site that is like, hey, give us some money in our PayPal account?
Yeah.
Like, why does it need to go on Kick? Like, your thing is already a thing. Your Kickstarting ad-free website? Okay.
Well, so Penny Arcade claims that they need $1 million to completely go ad-free, remove all the ads from their website, and then just have pure content being produced. Right now, they've made their goal. Their goal is $250,000 to just remove ads on, I think, their front page.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just going to be ads. And they've got tons of stretch goals laid out. So it's like, you know, if the goal hits $350,000, you get, they're going to do an art book or something like that, or they're going to do more, they're going to do like a comic panel. Finally, at the end, if $1 million is donated, or maybe it's more than $1 million, I forget, They're going to go Creative Commons and release all of their strips with bubbles empty so people can put in them whatever they want.
Huh. I also thought I heard that, well, maybe this may not be true because you seem to know more about it than I do, but I thought I heard somewhere that if they had like a huge excess of funds that it would just get rolled over into, yeah. into them continuing to not have ads.
For the next year. Yeah, that's the thing that... you're right. I think using Kickstarter for this is a little inappropriate, but I also think, like, it's also... It sounds like who really cares, you know? Yeah. I also think... This is against the spirit of Kickstarter to have this sort of a thing that you're selling, because you're right, there's already a venue to do it. But it's also like, yeah, there is some... mystique to Kickstarter that people like going and supporting them and the rewards. People enjoy those things. And there's a community in Kickstarter that's like, yeah, we want to support things and back projects. I also think that this is what I believe is happening is Penny Arcade is using Kickstarter to get a baseline to create like a premium style membership to Penny Arcade. Because if Penny Arcade said, you pay us $30 for a year, and now you can view an ad-free website.
Yeah,
you get a couple other benefits here and there, kind of like what Giant Bomb did, where it's like if you want, you can pay, $40 a year? I forget, 70 something like that. I think it was 40. I want to say, and if you pay $40 a year, you don't watch any ads. There's no ads on the website. You get some premium content. Like if I would pay money for Penny Arcade to have that. I was thinking about it today. I was like, man, I would pay fucking like. $50 a month to have ad-free YouTube.
Oh yeah. I would almost.
Well, okay, sorry, not $50 a month. $50 for a year subscription to YouTube where I would never have to watch an ad.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wouldn't have to see comments. Well, pretty much you don't really have to right now anyway, but
I would also like to pay Twitter to remove all the Spanish tweets from the trending topics.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to read about Metal Gear Solid 5 and it's like just things that I can read but don't want to because it's all in a different language.
Also, I think the trends that you see are based on who you're following.
Potentially, yeah. Because I was comparing that with Jen a few hours ago, and though they are extremely similar, there's one or two deviations through the trending topics.
I see.
But, Penny Arcade, yeah.
Penny Arcade,
I think that's okay, what they're doing.
Yeah, it's okay. It's I don't know.
Like, so I think trying to see, like, how much will people pay on a yearly basis for this sort of a feature? And, you know, if that's going to cause... If you're going to provide something new, which is an ad-free thing, like, you're outsourcing it to the people who are enjoying their thing, like, let's... More power to them.
Yeah.
That's great. Let's see here. Comic-Con was this weekend. Handful of news came out of that.
Somebody got hit by a car.
Was he a WrestleMan?
No.
It was a woman.
It was a woman.
It was a female Twilight fan.
Yeah.
Was it a Batmobile?
Nope.
She died.
There's nothing comical about this.
Nothing.
But it's just like last year, somebody got stabbed with a pencil. So, you know.
Well, how do you get hit with a car at Comic-Con?
I think it was around Comic-Con.
Oh, well.
Maybe outside.
The perimeter.
There was a line and maybe a car went by. I don't know. I didn't read anything about it.
Yeah.
Huh.
I just remember this new comic book nerd I just met in my new job. And I was like, I saw him like looking up a bunch of stuff on Comic-Con and he always talks about all the comic books he reads. And I'm like, hey, so what's the big news on Comic-Con? What's going on? He's like, somebody got hit by a car.
Ugh.
He was like really excited about it. And I'm like, is she okay?
Well, in lighter news, some things have kind of came out from that.
Yeah.
The rumor of Rocksteady making a new Batman game set in the Silver Age.
Yep.
That game is going to be focusing on Batman creating the, was it the Justice League?
Sure. I didn't read a whole ton of this. Okay. I saw you had it posted, so I was like, Griff will take this.
Okay. So creating Justice League, teaming up with Superman. It's supposed to also involve the first meeting of the Joker, and that's kind of why the Justice League needs to be established.
Okay, cool.
And then there was also talk of having additional content through DLC, which is going to be like more superheroes in the game. I don't know if that means you're going to be playing as more superheroes, but just more interactions with superheroes.
Which, that could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I might
recruit Martian. It's, you know, if it's like Mass Effect 2, but for Batman, it's like I go recruit. I got to go do his loyalty mission and bring him to the jail.
Yeah, that actually would
be really cool
if
they did that.
That wouldn't
but
be too bad.
Won't. It won't. It won't do that.
That'd be kind of awesome.
You mentioned it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry, guys.
Somebody out there is going to hear this and be like, we can't do that.
It's too good of an idea.
I'll save that for later. Space Batman.
Let's see. What was the other thing that came
out?
That
could actually be a Space Ghost.
Deadpool game.
Yeah. John, did you write that down
I did write that down, Griff.
I don't see it.
Yeah, High Noon.
High Moon?
Yeah, High Moon. So it's really funny that High Moon has these two Marvel comic properties.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, weren't they doing that monkey thingy?
Yeah, Hitmonkey.
Is that real? Or was that just a joke for Deadpool?
It could be. It could have just been total, like, hoax nonsense. Now that, like, when I read that, like, I was just like, what? How are you guys working on three video games? I mean, I suppose, I just don't know how big High Moon is that they can, like, set aside that kind of stuff. Because the new Deadpool game is supposed to be coming out. Well, I guess I didn't see a release date. No date for it. But I don't, like, they said the Hitmonkey game will be next year, if that's a thing. But now it's, like, looking wishy. Like, I heard no news about the Hitmonkey thing being, like, a hoax, like, stand-in for the Deadpool game.
I swear that's got to be just...
It might just
a joke
be a,
because did you read
joke.
The Activision press release for this?
For what?
For this Deadpool game?
I scanned
No,
it.
I didn't.
You scanned it?
I scanned
oh,
through
it's
it,
nuts.
Yeah.
I didn't read it.
It's written as if it were written by Deadpool.
Oh, that's amazing.
And, yeah.
That's perfect.
Every part of it is written as if it's a fourth wall breaking comic book character.
Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah, I watched the trailer.
I watched that trailer.
With the two narrators, sort of?
I don't really understand. I'm kind of odd
sure
of
what
Deadpool is about, but I know he talks to the readers.
That,
but does he have two personalities that talk to the readers?
Maybe it was a good guy, bad, like devil on your shoulder.
Yeah,
or angel
that's
your
what
shoulder.
I imagine.
That's what I was kind of getting to.
I
also then
thought.
Was confused because I thought maybe it was the there's three conversations that's happening. There's one reader, a second reader, and Deadpool all having the same conversation in the trailer. So
yeah.
I don't freaking know, man.
Yeah.
I'm no comic book guy.
Yeah, I really don't know. Like,
it looks good, though.
It does look...
If that's actual game.
Yeah, it does look good. And also, probably the best Nolan North I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, does Nolan North do all those voices in that trailer,
probably,
too? Because I would love that.
Probably, knowing him. Yes, sure. Yeah. Why not? Space. Gotta go to space.
He was good in that. He's a good fit for Deadpool.
Yeah. When I first heard him talking, I'm like, I gotta make sure this is actually Nolan North because that sounds a heck of a lot like Nolan North.
Pretty much always does Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has he always? Or was he?
He did an NBC three.
NBC three. He did Deadpool in
Shattered Dimensions.
Fuck me. Keep bringing that game up. I don't know.
Nobody
played that game.
I played that game, and Deadpool was in it.
He was in Marvel vs. Ultimate Alliance 2.
Nobody played that
he
game.
People did play that game, and it was good.
I played it.
Yeah. He was Deadpool in that. He was MVC Deadpool. He was Deadpool in the Wolverine game, I think.
Ugh.
The X-Men
Wolverine
that's
great.
Man game.
Wolverine Origins.
Yeah, I think Deadpool was in there, and he played the voice.
Great.
Yeah. So that was a fun little trailer, and a great announcement, and you know what? Sure, a Deadpool game, why not?
Why not? Just make another Devil May Cry. It's just a skin, right?
Yeah, I don't really know.
Two guns, two swords.
We'll see what happens.
Why not? References to boobies for some reason.
That's funny. Those are funny. What's the other thing? Well, Fortnite came out at Comic-Con.
Yeah,
you got that written down. No, you tell me about it.
Matt, tell us about
it. I put it down.
Oh, Matt.
Fortnite is basically like a sandbox game where you have to build a fort during the day, and at night you have to defend it against zombies.
I see.
It's kind of like Minecraft where you can develop.
Interesting.
It's
Cliffy B presents Minecraft.
Yep.
Interesting.
But the problem is it's only for PC. But Cliff.
Less interesting.
But Cliff said that in the future they're not rolling out consoles. So you have to wait and see.
Ouya only.
Well, because right now it's Unreal Engine 4.
Yeah, that's the first game that'll use Unreal Engine 4.
Interesting.
From Epic.
Yeah. That was it was announced at, I think, Spike VGAs last year when Fortnite was first talked about.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a big, big Epic Games reveal. And that's what it was.
That's Fortnite for you.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, but it's only that trailer, and that's about it. There's nothing. Okay. There's no gameplay of it.
Yeah. Other Epic Games related news. Gears of War, Judgment.
Coming out March 19th.
Yeah, and was that, was there a date for that before, or did it get pushed back? I think it got pushed back, right? 13?
Sure. That doesn't surprise me either way.
Yeah.
That game is coming out. That's what surprised me.
Yeah. Comic-Con also would like us to know that Cole McGrath and Jack and Daxter.
Yep, Jack and Daxter will be in that All-Star game.
Sony All-Stars Battle Royale.
Yep. Cole's fancy thing is summoning a giant electric tornado.
Uh-huh.
And Jack goes Dark Jack on your ass.
Okay.
So that's cool, I guess. Hello?
There's probably more characters to be brought out still, too, I'm hoping.
Yeah, I imagine. What else we got here?
That's cool, man.
Hey, Griff.
Great. Hey.
In case you were really interested, because I know you always are, there's going to be a Halo 4 Xbox 360 console yeah. bundle.
Sure, that's great.
Have you seen the picture for that?
No.
It's all black and electric. It looks like a Tron console.
Now you got me.
So it'll include Halo 4, two fancy controllers, fancy looking Xbox, and it's coming out the same day as Halo 4, November 6th.
Do you have a price on that?
I didn't see a price. I would venture a stab at like $300.
What's the hard drive size?
I didn't see that either. Okay. Stupid thing.
It's got to be big.
It's yeah, probably.
They're all big now, aren't they?
Yeah, well, so. when they do a bundle like that, it probably is a bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nightwing, Cyborg are coming for Injustice, Gods Among Us, more characters,
hey,
character
Griff,
updates
everywhere. Do you know who Cyborg is?
No.
I remember him from Justice League watching the cartoon as a kid.
I remember him
do
from
you remember
Teen
him
Titans.
From Justice League? Or do you
Justice
remember
League
him
Heroes
from
like,
Teen Titans?
No, I did not watch Teen Titans. I watched the 1970s on Cartoon Network, the 1970s show.
And there was a Cyborg in
yeah.
that?
What? He was the only black guy, I think. That's why I remember him.
Oh my gosh.
He was a black guy, he was a cyborg.
Okay.
Yep.
But so yeah, he's in this game now. That's cool.
I completely forgot
guess.
About him until they said Cyborg, and I saw the picture. I was like, "Oh, that guy!"
I didn't know Cyborg was like a thing, like outside of
it's
Teen
like that
Titans.
Lightning dude, who's black
Shazam.
Also.
Shazam,
Black Shazam,
Super
Black
Shazam. Super Bolt,
Black Dynamite,
Super Bolt,
probably.
I think it's Super Bolt.
It's like that guy. Like nobody remembers him, but
Super Bolt.
They have a lot of forgettable people in Justice League.
Yeah,
this is very true.
That's why
gotta catch them all though.
Hot Girl,
recruit them all.
Hawk Girl. You remember when they added Hawk Girl?
No,
so
I don't
they
even.
They could say stay diverse, just like they turned. Well, never mind. I'm stopping there.
John, you wrote. Or I'm assuming this was you. Assassin's Creed.
Oh yeah.
Things.
Oh God.
Jesus, you wrote a lot.
I know, I mean, but that the video is so good. I watched it twice.
So, besides just average or like what we've seen in trailers and stuff before, is there anything really big that you're shocked by that was shown in this video?
Something they didn't show in the video. You can pet a dog.
What?
Yeah.
Dog
something
petting?
You can pet dogs. There was like something they cut out in it.
Oh,
somebody was talking about it.
Interesting.
You can pet your dog.
Pet your dog.
Can he dig up dirty condoms for you?
Sweet.
Made out of sheepskin.
Yep. Gross.
Sheep intestines.
Sheep intestines, yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff in there that I didn't know going into it. Not a lot of it is like super amazing, groundbreaking nonsense. Now some of the hay bales will move around so that you can murder dudes on the move.
Oh my
in
goodness!
Hidden cover.
Wait, do you like pilot it like a Flintstones car where
your
feet come out of the bottom and you walk around?
You don't pilot it.
Oh.
Like somebody is driving a cart with a horse or something, and you jump in the back of the cart filled with hay, and then you.
Lame.
You do a drive-by
Lame.
Assassination.
Do you still have the hook blade?
No, that's not a thing anymore.
Okay.
Some of this. One of the new things was like a stealth positioning thing where you. So like, if a dude is coming walking down an alleyway, instead of just standing there waiting for him and stabbing him, you
mm-hmm.
can like press yourself up against the wall, and then
it's cover.
Yeah,
cover
sort of.
Based.
Sort of, yeah. But so now, like, where it would be like you are hiding in the bushes and it will highlight that dude and then you can assassinate him, now it's got those options. So you can sneak, like, hide around the corner, and then when the dude comes around, you can assassinate him and then put him up against the wall so it looks like he's just sort of hanging out next to the wall.
Yeah.
So it's not as abrupt of a thing. That was sort of cool. There's that new stalker mode, which is like in tall grass or bushes or things like that. You can be hidden and sort of move around. Like, you crouch down really low. Hmm. So that's kind of cool. I wrote down new crowd mingling stuff. That's...
Is that something you just need to see to appreciate?
Sort of, but not really. It's, okay. You know how it used to be where you would stand in crowds and they'd move around and you follow them? That's still a thing. But now it's like if crowds are standing still, it's like what it was in the multiplayer where there's actually an animation for him to pretend like he's actually like talking to people or being interested so it doesn't look so creepy.
Sure. Not that it matters.
No, and it doesn't. And though you can actually now assassinate people from that hidden position.
Oh.
So that's kind of cool.
Maybe I missed this. Is there a talk of multiplayer in this?
They mentioned something that I decided not to put in here because it just didn't interest me. There's the new Lone Wolf multiplayer thing. Wolfpack multiplayer mode that they're adding that is like a horde mode. I don't know. Huh. I didn't read into it much.
But no, is there a talk of like new Assassin's multiplayer stuff?
There will be. They haven't talked about it a lot.
I just don't know if I just didn't even pay attention to it because I don't care or if it just hasn't been talked about yet.
Yeah. Here we go. The health bar is completely different. It's not like a desynchronization thing or anything like that. Like, the health bar will just go down the more you become hit, and you can only regenerate outside of combat. There's no, like, quick potion stuff like they used to have. Mm-hmm. That's been taken out. The newly developed combat that they talk about looks pretty much the same as it did in Brotherhood. It looked really like pretty much that same stuff.
Huh.
But the difference being, though, that there is a lot more ability to murder more than one person at the same time.
Okay.
That I saw. And this has a lot to do with the fact that he can dual wield. Like, he'd have the tomahawk in one hand and still be able to use, like, the blade or another sword or something like that.
Okay.
To his advantage during combat. So that's kind of cool. Let's see here. You can now, as part of your combat, like, actually just shove people over things, like over railings or over carts, or like just completely shoulder check them.
You could do that before, right?
You could sprint.
You could grab people.
You could sprint into
and push them.
You could sprint into people and knock them over, and you could grab people and throw them. But this is full on this is in combat. I have the option to just shove you, like.
Huh.
Not like I have to grab you and then throw you. It's not a two-step motion. It's like I just shoulder check you and push, like, get you out of the way kind of thing. When you see it, you'll notice the difference.
Do they kind of talk about why that's the case? Like, is it for escaping a group better? Or why would you do that instead of just killing people?
It's mostly it's situational awareness. Like, if you happen to be fighting next to, say, like a doc or a peer, and you've got these dudes surrounding you. You've got the one dude next to you who's standing awfully close to the water. You can just eliminate him from combat by just shoving him out into the water.
Hmm.
It's just certain sort of things like that. And it's like, yes, if you had like a couple of guys and you murdered this guy and then check him out of the way, then you can run to get away from a bunch of the other guys. Hmm. I don't know. So the combat is a little bit more of a combat puzzle because they have the new like character archetypes that are enemy archetypes. We'll have to like adjust for those different ones throughout combat. So that should be different and interesting. The only other thing that I would like to mention I had the integrated side missions. It's no people walking up to you and saying, hey, I need this thing done, and then you hit yes or no. It's like you're walking down an alleyway and lady says, please help me, my husband's been taken prisoner, and you can either choose to follow her or just not. Like, that is your yes-no. It's not like dude runs up to you and gives you, like,
is that a thing in Revelations, or?
That was a thing in, like, Assassin's Creed 2.
What?
Brotherhood.
Really? People would come up to you with quests?
Well.
I can't remember.
I don't remember that being
a thing.
No,
you would seek people out that had quests and stuff. Now these are more like
missions. Like, if this guy is running away, you should get him. Or the shopkeeper needs wool or something.
Yeah, but you would go up to them to actively seek that stuff out, and these will be like more less you going out to seek out these quests and more of like these quests will just be throughout the world. And I'm sure there will be a map to sort of point them out, but
do I still collect feathers?
I don't think so.
I'll do it.
Me too.
Maybe you collect wigs.
Or scalps.
Or scalps. Ooh, that would be good. The only other thing was the sweet assassination you can do with the musket, which is run up dude, stab dude in the back, and fire through him to other dude, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, that looked cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's a video, though, right? You could just watch that.
Yeah, the creative director, whose name escapes me right now.
Yeah, escapes mine, too.
Did, like, this whole, like, coming to Boston video where it's like, this is our representation of Boston, like, what does he say, like, 1/3 scale?
Yeah, a third of scale of Boston, I believe. Yeah.
So that's the thing.
You can read online some stuff. I think there was an embargo lifted for Borderlands 2 talk that's cropping up all over the net.
Yeah.
There's actually finally information on the what's it called? The Ninja and the Commando. So they're good reads. You can also watch the Weema Way video, which you can find on theinternet.com, and it's freaking sweet. It's my news thing. You can watch it there. Final thing to talk about here is this crazy thing that happened. Vivendi is looking for buyers to get rid of Activision.
That's so weird.
Isn't that freaking crazy?
I thought it was like a misprint when I first saw it.
I think that's so crazy.
Yeah, Vivendi.
How does Activision not generate enough income to make
$10 billion?
Wait, that's the purchase price, or
that's how much income they've generated for Vivendi
in the course of what time?
I don't know.
Is like, that annually?
I'm imagining it's from their source of acquisition. I can't imagine it's
annually. $10 billion.
I mean, having Blizzard on there is pretty good too. I think.
Exactly.
I'm guessing it's $10 billion over the course of them being owned for. So let's say, well, I don't know. I'm no math guy.
Weird.
But yeah, it's crazy. I mean, and the big names that have been approached about buying it, there's three companies that are just like your, your Viacom, like your Ted Turner sort of like big name. We own everything in the entire world, and you know, these things that you enjoy are simply a part of our franchise of everything. There's a couple of those big groups that have been approached, kind of like Vivendi.
Huh.
The other ones that are more interesting ones are Tencent, the Chinese company, yeah, which you know, yeah, is the one that is doing the Call of Duty Online.
Yeah.
Time Warner,
that's
i.e.
a big one.
Yeah. Disney, yeah, Warner Brothers. And then Microsoft. So, if you look at the numbers,
Sony?
No Sony. Tencent is in the most economical position to buy it. Like, they could probably afford it. Time Warner, I think, could do it, but I think this is my speculation here, is that wouldn't be a purchase they would make since they already have a game side of it. They're Warner Interactive or Disney Interactive.
Yeah.
So to bring on a publishing label,
Warner Brothers Studios,
I don't even
their
know
own game publishing thing, right? They publish.
Yeah. Warner Brothers and all that. I don't know what their publishing wing is, but they have a lot of stuff now. Microsoft is kind of the one that people are thinking is going to happen, though, because Microsoft is doing well economically. They are kind of slipping in terms of in-house publishing and exclusive.
That would be really concerning if they got a hold of Activision.
Why? That'd be awesome. Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah, but think of how many games. Like, okay.
I don't care. I have both consoles. Why does it matter?
Right. I guess it doesn't matter for you, but I'm just saying, like.
I mean, it's a bummer that it's going to go back to, like, exclusivity on. But I mean, in the same regard, like, Call of Duty. Now,
granted.
Exclusively.
Granted,
for the Xbox 360.
If you run those numbers, yes, like, Call of Duty shows up more on Xboxes than it does on PlayStation. However, that's a little concerning.
I think it's totally great. If they got purchased and Microsoft, you know, trims some of the fat, but it would just be, it would just mean so many weird things though too, because it's like, oh, you have Blizzard, like you have Blizzard, which is nuts. Like you have Diablo and StarCraft and and World of Warcraft and whatever their new project is, and
That's really weird.
I think any of those things would be freaking hilarious if they happened. I mean, can you imagine if Disney Interactive freaking got a hold of them and the crazy theme park rides that would be happening in like Disneyland France?
The Xbox coaster.
You play as the little girl that was on the digital camera before the world got blown up in Modern Warfare 3.
God.
So weird.
It's Lost Vikings, the ride.
So weird.
Or StarCraft theme park, just like China or whatever.
Yeah, or, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
The Harry Potter world Disneyland is now, it's just StarCraft world, like, there's little Zerglings running around all the way everywhere. I can't see Time Warner purchasing it, though, because to just extend their brand, I don't see that happening.
Did you say Turner?
Time Warner.
Yeah, but also, is Turner?
It could be one of those big three that were mentioned, but none of them had, like, a major hand in video game stuff directly. So, that's crazy, and I think that is one of the coolest things to just go under the radar right now.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah, so... you know, more than likely, it's going to be something underwhelming where it probably just won't get sold off.
Yeah.
That's all I've got here for the notes, guys. Anything else we're missing? Oh, shoot. Project Sora has been shut down.
Oh, good.
No, not good.
Define.
It's people losing jobs. They made Kid Icarus for the 3DS. Kid Icarus Uprising.
Yeah, how long did it take them to make that?
3 years. I mean, I don't know how long their development cycle was, but they were around for 3 years, and after 3 years, they made a game. It was...
What have they made in the last decade?
Well, they've only been around for 3 years, John.
Okay.
They've existed for 3 years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's Masahiro Sakurai's studio that Iwata, like, said, okay, we're going to peel you off of Nintendo, give you your own studio to make whatever you want, and... here you go. Here's money, and here's a small team to work with. So they made Kid Icarus Uprising, and I'm guessing that didn't do well enough to legitimize that team, which sucks because a lot of those people, you know, there's some potential to do good stuff. Like it's Smash Bros. Guy, Sakurai, but I'm sure that team got like rolled into other parts of Nintendo, and then obviously we've talked about before Sakurai moving to work with Namco Bandai on the Smash Brothers game. So, yeah. That's too bad. Could have been really crazy things coming out of there. Because Kid Icarus Uprising was crazy.
Did you ever get that stand?
I have the game. Yeah, I got it all.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. It's not a bad game.
You actually bought that?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I bought it. I played it, and... I got a little burnt out on it because it does require some repetition, but it is fun. I'd like to go back to it. It just controls really poorly with having to use the stylus in one hand and use the thumbstick in the other hand. So we'll move on to questions and emails and whatnot. If you'd like to send us an email or something, the email address is bbr@bossbarrel.com. You can also send us a message on Facebook or a comment on the website or, you know what, a review on iTunes or something like that. But this one gets hand-delivered from Hunter. His question is, he says, if your favorite TV show was made into a game, how would you make it?
Oh, God.
So this comes from Hunter starting to watch Lost and then him renting Lost via Domus.
Oh, God. You don't own that?
I sold it.
Oh, that was probably the...
That was when I was in my selling games phase, but...
And then you went and bought Brink.
Yeah, I should go back. I should go back and buy Viadomus. Because, you know, I should have that.
There was a show...
It's best pause screen music ever.
I make an adventure game.
Like okay, so what would be the show you'd want
Sopranos.
Turned into...
Oh, God. Sopranos adventure game.
Oh, God.
You know what? Maybe take a little bit of The Walking Dead with the moral choices.
Okay.
Maybe not so much. There'd be some act. There'd be some direct control, but there'd also be some action adventure, like adventure game stuff. Some moral choices. You know, who you gotta kill? You're gonna kill your friend. You're gonna kill this other guy who I don't know.
Who are you gonna whack?
Who are you gonna whack? Yeah.
What button?
You know.
Click to whack.
That's what. Yeah. I think I can make a Sopranos action.
All right.
A little bit of action. And
how does it end? Fade, cut to black?
Cut to black to be continued. And it never continues. That's how it ends.
I'd make a SWAT Cats video game.
You don't want SWAT Cats video game.
Why don't white cookie?
Beat 'em up?
Could be a beat 'em up.
Yeah, that's probably
2D platformer?
Yeah, like a side-scroller left-rightly. Beat 'em up. Flying your jet. Shooting that stuff.
SWAT Cats. SWAT Cats is pretty bad. Not as bad as Samurai Pizza Cats, though.
Yeah, you keep talking about it. I have yet to see a single episode. Yeah, and for the longest time, I didn't even think it was
anything.
Real. It's like only you and one other person on this planet
pizza
like, know that thing
nuts,
is real.
Man.
What about Monkeys in Space? Do you remember that?
No.
That was kind of late. That
also,
was,
a Space Ghost video game would be pretty sweet, too.
What would that be?
It's flying through space.
Really?
How about your...
Would that be like an Adult Swim Flash game where you're just like robot unicorn attack?
You're the production team for Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yep.
You gotta set up the interviews and set up the jokes. And
oh. That would actually be worth playing. I would play that.
Gotta mess with the egos.
I'd spend $5 for that game.
Yes, these are great game ideas.
Yep, perfect. Yep.
Well, okay, so...
Mighty Ducks video game.
I mean, Hunter, part of his question I think he's saying is like, if you... What would be your favorite TV show and... getting turned into a video game? And I mean, I guess Lost already, that was my favorite TV show for a while, and that getting turned into a video game definitely was a bummer.
Like, I just don't know how my favorite TV show would turn into...
Well, what's your favorite TV show?
6 Feet Under.
Oh.
I don't know
oh,
how
man.
You turn that into...
A horror game?
Not
really can't.
Not really. I mean,
yeah.
You could sort of make it like... Heavy Rain, where you're making a bunch of really bad decisions.
What if you... I keep coming back to, like, what if you just kind of make it like an L.A. Noir-style thing, where it's a lot of talking to people, a lot of calling out...
Yeah, it could be that, yeah.
Instead of, like, doubt, truth, whatever, you know,
yeah.
You twist them to be something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of favorite... I have a lot of TV shows I like.
Law & Order video game. Now we're talking.
Already been done.
Has it?
Yeah, it's an adventure game.
Yeah, great. Great.
Actually, I was thinking CSI. Maybe I shouldn't be so certain.
No, because I played the CSI game.
Although
that is,
I do think there is a Law & Order game, I think. It's for PC. I want to say it's got like digital Jerry Orbach in it. To live on forever.
Is there iced tea in it?
That's it. That's different.
SVU.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go to Rikers Island.
Put it in an
orange jumpsuit.
Do it.
I guess, I don't know. I don't really have, like, a favorite TV show that I have.
Aw.
Besides, I mean, Modern Family, I guess we watch regularly, yeah. But...
What would you make that?
The Sims.
Yeah, I guess.
The Sims, but everybody's quirky and has really good writing. I don't know about that
I'm
one.
I'm trying to think of something that I've maybe you could do a Heroes.
I would like to do Mythbusters.
Yeah, the video game?
The video
game. I feel
like game.
That's a thing, isn't it? It has to be.
I would like... Okay, no. Up, rewind right? this. I would do Mythbusters, the video game, but I would do it like one of the like Super Nintendo 16-bit era television shows to video games where it just made absolutely no sense. So like the Home Improvement video game when you're running around collecting power tools and like shooting raptors. Or the Home Alone game where you're like... You know, running through endless hotels, like collecting pearl necklaces and stealing things because, you know, that happened in the movie.
Yeah.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2D fighting game.
I don't know. I'm trying to
think of show. Well,
so it'd be Mythbusters.
There were
but
Samurai
like,
Jack video games. They weren't really good. So.
You know, you'd have to be like, you'd be playing as Adam and Jamie and you'd be running through like different sets. And, you know, no, I would make Mythbusters the iPhone game, and it's just, like, press button to blow stuff up.
Blow stuff up, yeah.
Yeah. $1 million idea.
I want a Bob Ross video game. Just want to paint happy little trees.
You could probably do that with, you draw?
Something.
Oh, yeah. The
Learn how to paint, you know, Bob Ross style.
Yep, that would be a thing. Virtual, like, the Bob... Bob Ross is me. What would that look like?
I think we've talked about this before, but if we turn the question around, is there any video game that you'd like to see spun off into like a TV show or a movie? I mean, kind of in the wake of...
Yeah.
What was that game or movie that was recently...
Assassin's Creed.
Is there a TV show?
There's also talk about a couple of the writers from the Saw movies picking up the script for God of War, because apparently the old script is not going so well, so those guys are going to take it up, so who knows more about blood and gore.
I want to see a Halo movie. Not because I want to like watch it, but just see how they would make it.
I'd be down for that. You put Nathan Fillion in it?
No, you put a black guy.
You have your Halo movie focus on Master Chief, or would it be on a different...
Cruise.
Or would you do like I think if
Idris
I were
Elba, or what is his name, Idris Elba,
who
guy
who?
In Prometheus, he played the captain of the ship.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Idris, it's like Eldris Elba or Elba or something.
Terry Crews would be good.
Fuck that guy.
Okay.
I don't want that guy. I don't know. He's on Expendables. He's fine.
Yeah.
I think if you did a Halo Booker movie, you would want to do it. With like the origin of John Spartan and the Spartan program.
That's cool. They're already making it. It's called Ender's Game.
Is that still being turned into a movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ender's Game is basically what
I think
the
that's
going to
be a terrible film. I think it's going to be absolutely garbage.
I don't know. I read the book recently. I really like the book.
It's a great book.
It's a great book.
You know what?
The sequel to it.
Did you read the sequel?
I'm Ender in Exile.
No, it's the sequel is Xenophile, isn't
well,
it?
Well, he made a new book in like the past 4 years. Oh, okay.
You know what could actually be kind of good?
Read. You reading Exile right now?
Ender in Exile, yeah.
Read Shadow of the Hegemon. It's the alternate story of Ender's Game, told by a character that's been through the entire thing with Ender, Bean. I don't know if I can't remember if he's mentioned.
Oh, Bean. Yes, I remember.
Yeah,
Bean,
it's told the entire story from his perspective, and it's really good.
Okay. I have like all the books, so.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Red Faction could be a really good show.
What?
I'm being completely serious right now. Like, especially like do Red Faction Guerrilla. Like that sort of premise.
Shit up.
Where it's like you are these like the human race going there to colonize Mars.
Are you talking a TV show or a movie?
TV show. Like if you turned Red Faction into a TV show.
Hmm.
Sending people to Mars to colonize Mars. And having to deal with... How is this not interesting to anybody else?
No, not...
I just remember that game
sold on this.
Blow stuff up. And that's
yeah.
Right, I understand
when
that.
Do I get the nano gun in the
but,
TV
but
show?
But you're not taking the premise of, like, the gameplay mechanics into the show.
Well,
you
I think
to,
it's because...
You have to construct...
Red
like,
Faction is not the most narratively
no, I know, that's
game.
Why there's so much room for you to do whatever the hell you want to. Just create new characters as long as you put what's-his-name
I
in there.
I guess it could.
You could just make stuff up. You could make it really interesting from the standpoint of the people, like, they're colonizing and... Like, the stuff they have to go through and how crappy terraforming can be, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so you kind of do it like a Battlestar, Terra Nova,
yeah.
Like, alternate Earth and heavy drama sort of thing.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams presents...
Sure.
Red Faction. Law and Order.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, Space Crimes and Mars.
Ooh, that'd be good! Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, it's like that one episode of Battlestar where it was all about the trial.
Or make L.A.
And
Noir
then I stopped
into...
watching for a while.
Never watched that show.
Make L.A. Noir into...
That's just Mad Men.
No. Yes and no. That's like Mad Men meets Law and Order.
Yeah.
Mad Men, you just drink all the time.
Yeah. It's no different from my real life.
It's be a different game.
Yep. Dead Space the movie.
I would like to see...
Dead Space... Cool.
Kind of cool.
I would like that.
I would like to see. This is what I would
if
like.
Done well.
It would. I would like to see Yakuza the game, the TV show. So I think, given the right treatment,
sure.
It could be okay. Where it's just the stories.
I would rather
of,
watch that than
of Cosma Kiryu like saving people's lives in Japan, and then you know it's like basically The Sopranos, but told from a Japanese Yakuza perspective and batting cages and kicking people in the face.
Final Fantasy, the TV show. Every episode has nothing to do with the other episode.
Yeah.
Just completely different script every time. Different director, everything.
Has there ever been a show? I guess like
there's
Tales of
Final
the Crypt
Fantasy
or something
anime.
Like that.
Yeah, I know. There's been a couple.
Yeah. Never seen them, but...
You're not missing anything.
I own both
of them. Oh, you own both of them. Okay.
Wait, which ones? Are you talking
the CG things? Advent Children, and I am talking Final Fantasy Spirits Within.
Oh, you're not... Okay, not
oh,
the
no,
cartoons.
I'm talking about something. I'm talking
like
about an
the
anime.
Crystal, the Final Fantasy...
Yeah,
Spirit
no,
of
that,
the Crystal thing.
That giant, like, anime series? Yeah, I watched a couple episodes
I've
of that.
I've never seen
Screw
that.
That
I've seen those other two.
That is not... That has actually about. Almost nothing to do with Final Fantasy.
Because, you know... There's so much continuation.
There are no chocobos, so there is no fit.
There's crystals, though.
That is not canon.
They're crystals.
Yeah, there are crystals.
They're crystals, and the Earth is dying.
Yep. Gaia. Oh,
Gaia's dying.
Always dying.
Gaia's dying.
Gaia is dying, and then God comes out of nowhere.
Of course. I think that's good on that question. Thanks, Hunter, for providing that. So, for this week's trivia, it's on me, so... What I've decided to do is I'm going to be reading excerpts out of this Street Fighter World Warrior Encyclopedia that I own from Udon.
Fail this so hard.
This is going to be really interesting because both you guys, you know a fair amount about Street Fighter. So
I
just
know
need
a
to
certain degree about Street Fighter.
Make sure you can't see anything here. Okay, so kind of what I was thinking about doing with this is reading some of the more obscure facts of these characters and then seeing if you can figure out who they are. And we'll get into more obvious things as it goes on. So let's see if we're going to keep score here.
Oh, gosh. I can do it. I got you.
I got actual analog paper here.
Analog paper.
All right. Matt and John. All right. Let's start out with a...
Get your brain all flexed out there, Matt.
Come on, let's do this.
Okay, there's a lot of Final Fantasy or Street Fighter characters, but we'll start here with with an easier one. Okay, so I'm kind of going to start out with mostly the likes and dislikes because they're the most obscure.
Oh God!
And special abilities. So this character likes skateboarding and pasta. Their dislikes include, and then just say your name, buzz in whenever you're ready. Dislikes.
Matt. Yoon.
The dislikes
You've
are...
lost yours. That's too obvious.
Pickled plums, soap operas.
Ooh.
Their special ability is cooking pasta dishes.
John. Sakura?
No.
Ah.
This character also is... their fighting style is martial arts rooted in Ansatsuken.
Did we get a second guess?
Their country of origins is the United States. No, you don't get a second guess.
Well, then why are you reading?
Because it's fun. it is actually Ken.
I was going to say Ken, but I also thought that was too easy.
Yoon.
He also likes soap operas. What's wrong with him?
His,
Yeah, but Ken, it's not exclusive to one man.
Ken's just a bitch.
Ken's a bro. He wears Adidas.
He's a surfer.
Kicks.
Dude, bro. He's not a skater.
Surfer, skater, it's practically
the
same.
Different.
It's practically the same sport.
Okay, this is a good one here to do again. Totally see if you guys can get this one. This character likes salmon ochizuke, chilled tofu, and sneakers.
Oh. John. Sakura?
No.
Damn.
This character dislikes Western horizontal writing. Special abilities include bonsai tending.
Oh. So it's got to be a guy.
And finally, the their little sub name, nickname is the 39th Bushin Ryu Master.
Who likes sneakers?
Got any ideas, Matt?
What male character likes sneakers?
I'll take it.
It's got to be Japanese.
You
got to
take a guess here. Clock's ticking.
Matt Ryu.
Yes. Or no, sorry. No. Not Ryu.
Okay, who is it?
It's Guy.
I should have gotten that.
Son of a monkey. Yeah.
Or maybe I shouldn't have got that. I don't know.
It's going to be rough.
Yeah.
Okay. This character likes kung fu and self-assertiveness. They dislike lethargy, apathy, and indifference. Their nickname is Fists of Fury. And finally, their special ability is performs all his own stunts. Any ideas?
John, who is E. Honda?
No.
Oh.
Matt M. Bison.
No. It's Fei Long.
I didn't mean him, Bison. Well, whatever. Fei Long. I wouldn't have guessed Fei Long either. I meant somebody else.
Okay.
I meant the original M. Bison. That's who I meant. Balrog.
Fei Long makes so much more sense now.
Okay. This one you guys better get. This character... this character's special abilities are breaking tiles, and karaoke. They dislike seaweed evildoers and cool guys, and their likes are taunting people.
John. Dan.
Yes.
Oh.
Finally. On the board. Yes. That was pretty easy. And there'll be another good one here. This character likes starting fights and Metro City Street Meat.
Matt. Cody.
Yes.
Oh, crap.
Special abilities include knife tricks. Dislikes lectures.
I was going to say DJ.
Oh, come on, man. Okay, come on. Better than that.
All right. This character likes crepe, fruits, and candy. Their dislikes include Vega, crime, people who can't get to the point, and their special ability includes shooting.
Hold on. I know this one.
Nickname... Strongest woman in the world.
God, Matt. Dang it. I know this one.
Sakura?
No.
No, it's...
Come up with something.
John, Cammy.
No.
What?
Chun-Li.
No.
Yeah.
Why is she not a reporter?
Picture.
You're thinking of the movie. What? You want to see a picture?
Yeah, I want to see the picture.
Okay.
Oh, Chun-Li. I think it's a Julie.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
Julie.
Kicks people. Or maybe Jury, I was thinking. But this.
Oh, boy. Let's see here. This character dislikes working overtime. Her special abilities includes magic tricks, and finally, her likes are her daughter and money.
John Sea Viper.
Sea Viper.
Oh,
she's always talking to her daughter on her cell phone.
I did not know
sweet
that
charm.
Did not know that at all.
Oh, that's fantastic, honey.
I have no idea
her, like,
who she's.
Endgame taunts.
Okay, this character likes strong opponents. They dislike shoryukens and palliative people. Special ability is they can stay underwater for 20 minutes. And his nickname is the Fearless Emperor.
Matt, M. Bison?
No.
Well, here you go. I mean, M. Bison as in Vega. You know, like the emperor, like that, like the dictator?
Still no.
Still no, okay, that's neither. What I meant.
You can't just say the
American
one character.
American M. Bison.
I'm going to go pure American names here.
Okay, pure American names, okay.
Yeah, so it is not M. Bison. So John, you got a guess?
John E. Honda.
No, what is it? It's
always E. Honda.
Sagat.
Damn.
Oh, he was my second choice.
He's so tall, how does he get underwater?
He does shoryukens, kind of.
Yeah,
but that's where his chest scar uppercut comes from. Because Ryu like ripped his chest apart by.
Well, I guess it's a tiger uppercut.
Tiger uppercut. Tiger knee.
Technically.
Okay.
There's some really awesome gifs online of people tiger kneeing other people in the face.
Ouch.
All right, this is going to be an easy one here. This character dislikes ranged attacks like the Hadouken, and they also dislike beautiful women of marriageable age. Their special abilities include vodka shots and cold
Matt,
resistance.
Zangief. Vodka, vodka.
Vodka.
Likes wrestling and Cossack dancing. And is the Red Cyclone.
Russian skies.
How
many have we done?
I don't know. You guys have...
We're all tied up.
2-2, so... let's see. Get another good one here. Alright, this character likes motorcycles and his girlfriend Candy.
Matt. Rufus.
Rufus. Dislikes flashy people who stand out.
Ken.
That's
Ken.
It's Ken.
Ken Masters.
It's Ken.
Yeah. Okay. Skip her because nobody will get that thing. Nope, never heard of that guy. Okay, I got another one here. Oh, no. That was too difficult. Okay, this character dislikes weak people in incompetent underlings. Special abilities are hypnosis, and they like world domination.
Matt and Bison.
And Bison.
Okay. Son. Of course it had to be on Bison.
And Bison.
To say.
King of Darkness.
Who is...
All right. Okay. So let's do this one now.
Who's Roz Julia?
Raul Julia.
Raul Julia.
Special abilities for this character are photographic memory. They dislike boring people and rules. And they like spicy foods and spiders.
Matt, Sakura.
No.
Okay.
John?
John Dalsim.
No. Her nickname is the Spider. She does take.
Oh.
Who is it again?
Jury.
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 Forgot about spiders.
Like spiders. Jury. Okay. This character dislikes. Excuse me. This character likes Dan roasted sweet potatoes in midwife toads.
John Blanca.
No. Dislikes ninja training and
Matt,
detention.
Sakura.
No.
No.
Special ability is she's a fast eater.
Hold on. It's
Ibuki
it's
on the scene.
Ibuki.
Ibuki.
Oh. I thought it was Sakura. I'm sure that one was Sakura.
Okay, here, this one. This character dislikes cigarettes and fire. Their special ability is Enka, Japanese singing style. And they like... He likes his wife... His daughter's Chonko and oil.
Hold on.
The invincible czar.
Hold on. Crap.
I can't pronounce his fighting style.
Hold on.
I'm not going anywhere.
Can't even remember that dude's name.
Matt, any
John,
ideas?
John Hakan.
Yes, Hakan.
Oh, no. I've gotten it.
Looks like it's
time,
time
to oil,
to oil
up.
Up. All right. Let's see if I can give it maybe one or two more here that aren't too bad. I've got... Oh, boy. Okay, let's do this one. This character likes curry and meditation, dislikes sweets and meat. And the special ability is preaching.
John Dalsim.
Selflessness. Dalsim. Cool. All right, now we have to do one for a tiebreaker, I guess.
Okay.
Last one here. Let me find a good one. Sorry about the delay on this. Oh, okay. Maybe we got a backup here. Okay. This character, special ability is gambling. They dislike fish, effort, and math. And their likes include women and bourbon.
Matt Balrog?
Balrog.
I was stuck between Balrog and Vega.
Yeah, Vega.
Vega does love women.
Actually, we'll just do one more here as a joke, too. See if I can find him. This is funny.
Birdie.
No. Okay, this character likes unknown. This character's dislikes are unknown, and their
Akuma.
Special abilities are unknown. Yes, it's Akuma.
Oh, I was going to say just Seth.
Of course it's Akuma.
It is. All right, that was out of that weird Udon art book I got. So Matt takes it.
First win.
First win. Street Fighter knowledge. Well done. That's it for this episode of Boss Barrel Radio. Usual stuff. Check us out online, Griff Hoffman, or the website, John, J.W. Stanhope. Matt doesn't do that thing. See you guys next week.
Yeah, bye.
Sure you can.